The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever that they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor at synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, 'Rabbi.' As for you, do not be called 'Rabbi.' You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called 'Master.' You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. You've heard the question asked, what does God want from you? But let's ask a different question this morning. A question that was almost never rarely asked. What does God want for you? Let's ask that question. What does God want for you? So I ask that question, and people will think to themselves, well, God wants me to be happy. God wants me to know that I'm loved. God wants me to overcome my sins. God wants me to bring me to heaven. All these things are true. All these things are true. But have you ever stopped to consider that what God wants for you, first and foremost, is your freedom? Consider that for a moment. God wants your freedom. God made his creatures to be gloriously free, and consider also that without freedom, there is no happiness, is there? Without freedom, there's no love. Without freedom, there's no joy. God created his creatures to be gloriously, gloriously free. Now, freedom does not mean doing anything you want. Okay, we have another word for that. That's called license. Freedom, rather, is an inner condition. Nobody can take it away. Think of John the Baptist rotting in prison, who is freer than Herod, freer than his jailer. Freedom is an inner condition, and it's created by keeping God's commandments. Now, most people think the exact opposite. Most people think that God's commandments are heavy burdens hard to carry, just like Jesus says here. The truth is the exact opposite. Do you know what the real heavy burden is? The real heavy burden hard to carry? It's sin. And the heaviest sin of all, the heaviest burden of all, is the sin of pride. Now let's just review, because we've said this before. Pride does not mean a warm feeling of loyalty to your school or your family or even a sense of satisfaction in a job well done. That's not pride. Pride is that sin by which I dedicate my whole life to showing the world that I'm better than you are, that I'm better than everybody else. And so the proud soul, he lives his whole life living in the minds and thoughts of other people, constantly desiring their approval. That's a heavy burden, right? That's hard to carry through life. You know, the great Italian poet Dante, in his epic work, The Divine Comedy, it's in the Purgatorio, he shows the proud punished in purgatory by carrying heavy boulders on their backs. That's their punishment for being proud in this life. My favorite image for pride is not a heavy boulder on your back. It's rather a monkey on your back. It's riding you your whole life long. You can't get rid of it. Right? Very, very few people ever get rid of all of their pride. I think even the best people genuflect in purgatory before passing on to heaven. But there is one thing you can do to the monkey. You can starve it to death. That's an image that comes from St. Teresa of Avila. She says, what do you do with pride? Starve it to death. How do you starve it to death? Well, once again, we're just going to review, because we've said this before, gracefully accept life's diminishments. You don't have to go out and seek out gross humiliations. Life sends you plenty of diminishments. Gracefully accept them as coming from the hand of divine providence and praise God for them. Little diminishments, like someone contradicts you or someone insults you. Little diminishments, like you're forgotten or you're not thanked or you're not consulted. Little diminishments, like someone talks about you behind your back, laughs about you behind your back, and you find out about it. Little diminishments, like someone tells a funnier joke than you, drives a nicer car, or has a smarter kid. You know, one of the best little diminishments is in life, gracefully accepting all the things that the years are taking away from you. I don't know if you've ever stopped to notice, but you know, the older we get, the more things we used to enjoy, God takes away. It's okay. He's got us on a gentle glide slope to heaven. If we'll just praise him and thank him for it, that's how you starve the monkey. That's how you grow in freedom. Now, here's the thing the saints did. They knew this, and they valued it. So you get saints deliberately trying to get in second place, deliberately trying to be last. Whenever anything comes along and diminishes them, they give thanks to God for it almost instinctively, because the freedom that they grow in and the love and the joy that they grow in is far, far greater than the sin of pride. You know, they're starving the monkey. A couple of my favorite stories of this comes from today's saints, Perpetua and Felicity. Perpetua, a Roman noblewoman. Felicity, a Roman slave. They didn't actually live in Rome. They lived in North Africa. And they were martyred. It was the year 203 under the reign of the Emperor Septimus Severus, who even sounds like he's a mean guy, doesn't he? But Perpetua and Felicity were literally thrown to hungry lions in the Colosseum. And one of my favorite stories of the martyrs, before they were thrown to the lions, Felicity says to Perpetua in excitement, "When's it going to start? When's it going to start?" Just like a little girl about to get on a roller coaster. Now that's freedom. How'd they get that way? How'd they get that way? One little diminishment at a time. Do you see the inner freedom there? Most people would be scared to death if they were about to be thrown to a hungry lion. Of course, Felicity and Perpetua know they're going to heaven, but that's not the point. The point is that they were free. The point is they were free enough to be happy like that. So what does God want for you? He wants this glorious freedom. And our little lesson for the day, don't feed the monkey. That we might not only grow in humility, but also desire it. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. Saints Perpetua and Felicity, pray for us.